Horrific Network Entertainment. And yeah, that means, man, we are back on the road to WrestleMania. Today we are talking WrestleMania 4 and WrestleMania 5. Two WrestleManias that really I thought were better than I think a lot of people give them credit for a lot of reasons. And I think that we have, with WrestleMania 4, probably one of the, if not the most interesting storyline that surrounds the entire thing, because the bulk of WrestleMania 4 is conducted over the course of a tournament to fill the vacated heavyweight championship. And it really was kind of a continuation of the Hogan Andre feud that would see the beginning of the Mega Powers forming as well. But we go into this thing, and the title is vacated. The title is vacated because of some controversial things that happened between Hogan and Andre. And what we have really is the Million Dollar Man is involved, and he is convinced that he is going to purchase the title. He's paying Andre the Giant essentially to bring him the heavyweight title. And that all is escalated some more to the point of Andre finally really getting a big deal, and then being able to beat, supposedly, Hulk Hogan. Ted DiBiase is really interested in purchasing the heavyweight title without competing for it, but there is no real winner, because as Andre sells the title to DiBiase, DiBiase gets stripped of the title. Jack Tunney announces a tournament, 16 guys, you gotta win 4 times to be champion. So, you know, with that, you had the 16-man tournament over the course of a 4-hour pay-per-view, which had some other stuff, actually, that in a lot of ways was better than some of these tournament matches. We're here with Gorilla and Jesse Ventura, who are really underappreciated. In attendance, 19,199, happened March 27th, 1988. This thing is a great venue. Like, the look of the thing is awesome, but we'll get into that some more after we come back from our WrestleMania 4 press conference that really dealt with, you know, going into the details of what will be this tournament and, you know, where it's going to be, Trump Plaza, and everything else. I'll be back with the review.
All right, in front of you, you have the schedule for WrestleMania 4. And I'm going to be bringing you some updates here. First of all, I would like to go through the tournament. You know the reasons for the elimination tournament of all of the top contenders of the World Wrestling Federation to establish the undisputed World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion on March the 27th. Before I get to the first round contenders, the decision of this gentleman right here to my left, Jack Tunney, was to give Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant byes in the first round. They, however, will meet in the first match of round number 2 in WrestleMania 4. Other matches in the first round, Hacksaw Jim Duggan to meet the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. The Rock, Don Morocco, certainly a great veteran, and a man who is the former Intercontinental Champ, will be going against Canadian strongman Dino Bravo. I don't know if you're aware of it, but recently Dino Bravo established an unofficial world bench press mark of 712 pounds. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat to meet Greg the Hammer Valentine. All single elimination matches in round number 1. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, will face the natural Butch Reed. Reed is a former Kansas City Chief football player. Bam Bam Bigelow from not that far away from Atlantic City, he's from Asbury Park, will be going against the Big One-Man Gang. And also the final match, round number 1 of the Elimination Tournament for the undisputed World Wrestling Federation heavyweight title. It's Jake the Snake Roberts against Ravishing Rick Rude. Ladies, keep an eye on this man, Rude. He has a tendency from time to time to, you know what I mean, Jack. He likes the music. Also, on the 27th, in addition to the elimination, there are some other matches I'd like to touch on. I think everyone aware of the fact that the Intercontinental Champ, Honky Tonk Man, will be defending against Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Mr. Beefcake is from San Francisco. I call him the San Francisco Clipper. As a matter of fact, he does my hair, I think, which pretty much says it all. I beg your pardon. He's available. Price is right. Also, this is a brand new match that has just been signed. It has been added to this phenomenal spectacular Trump Plaza in Atlantic City. The World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, Strike Force, Tito Santana from Mexico, Rick Martel from Canada, will be defending against the challengers, Demolition, Axe and Smash. Let me point out they're managed by Mr. Fuji. There is also a grudge match that has been signed in WrestleMania 4. It pits the Ultimate Warrior against Hercules from the Bobby Heenan family. And on that note, speaking of Bobby Heenan, a 6-man tag has been signed. It involves Coco Beware, the high-flying and electrifying Birdman with his mascot Frankie, and the British Bulldogs as one team going against the trio of the Islanders, Haku and Tama, and their manager partner, Bobby Heenan. Make no mistake about it, Bobby Heenan, one of the premier managers in all of professional wrestling, but he also is a world-class wrestler. And on that note, I would like to introduce to you from Beverly Hills, California, Bobby the Brain Heenan. I hope I didn't catch you a little off guard. Seems strange to me, Mr. Heenan, that after a lengthy absence of actually participating in a match legally, that you would get involved in a 6-man tag. I'll also tell you quite honestly, I thought you were going to weasel out on the deal. I didn't think you would actually show up for this 6-man tag in Atlantic City at Trump Plaza.
I know what you're talking about. Step aside, little man. The reason I'm getting involved in a 6-man tag match, and I haven't wrestled in over a year, is to prove to everybody, once and for all, that the British Bulldogs are a bunch of liars. You see, what they've come up with, am I keeping you from your salad there or something? Okay. What they've come up with, they think I stole their dog, the Islanders and myself. I'm speaking. Well, how'd you wind up here, Jay? Promise you free cheese?
Can I ask you something? What did you guys do to that dog?
I didn't do nothing to the dog.
She looked horrible when they returned her.
I don't ask you what you do to your dogs. We merely took the dog away from ringside, who was a vicious, rabid, flea-infested mutt, and set her down out back. She went to attack us. We jumped in our limousine and we left. That's the last I saw of the dog.
Wait a minute.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness, direct from the voices that have lived it.
You're starting to sound like Jimmy Swaggart now. That's a little too much. That dog was a very nice pet, and she was treated just like a child by the British Bulldogs.
Well, why shouldn't she be treated like a child? They got minds like a child. That dog was an attack dog. That dog is rabid. That dog went for me.
What do you do, kick her?
I didn't kick her. I don't like dogs anyway. I don't like cats. I don't like birds. Coco Beware's going to be in the six-man tag. He's got a bird.
That's right.
Yeah, Frankie just might wind up in a bag of shake and bake when I'm done. So you look at it that way. Anybody that has a dog or something, think about it. You talk to the dog, you talk to the puppy, you let him sleep in the bed, but you don't give him prime rib, do you? Oh, no. You give him hard little rock candy or hard little dog food and a pail of water. Then he makes a mess all over the house. You have to walk him at 3 in the morning. That's fun having a pet, isn't it? You want something that hangs around the house and makes a mess? You can have an Oakland.
Wait a minute. I happen to own a dog.
What's your dog's name?
Trixie.
That figures. Well, anyway, I'm going to be in the six-man tag. And I'm going to show the British Bulldogs and Coco Beware exactly what wrestling's all about. And the only reason I'm getting involved is to put it straight once and for all that I am totally innocent, so are the Islanders, of any dog napping or anything to do with that dog's condition. I guess she's sick. Isn't that a shame? The doggie's sick.
I get the impression she will be well by WrestleMania 4, and she will be at Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino on Sunday afternoon, March the 27th.
Well, if they'd have been smart a long time ago, they'd have had a doggy where you could lift the tail and back and put batteries in. They wouldn't need a live doggy. They'd have had a pet doggy. You understand what I'm talking about?
Boy, I'm sure you've endeared yourself to pet lovers around the world. Bobby Heenan,
what do you think I am, Marlon Perkins?
They mention it. You don't look a whole lot different. I'm very curious, Bobby Heenan, what are you doing with all the money you picked up recently from the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase? And how much was it?
Boy, are you nosy. How much was it? Much, what am I doing with it?
What did he pay?
Wait, hold on. You asked me a question. Are you going to let me answer this or not?
Go ahead.
None of your business. The money I receive is my business. What I sold Andre the Giant's contract for is my business. And what I do with the money is my business. My relationship with Ted DiBiase, the million-dollar man, is my business. And it's none of your business. Earn your money.
All right, that's official. Six-man tag. The Islanders and Bobby Heenan facing the British Bulldogs and Coco Beware as part of WrestleMania 4 in Atlantic City. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the bodyguard, Virgil, who is accompanied by the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, and the eighth wonder of the world from Grenoble, France, Andre the Giant. Ted DiBiase, I wonder if I could get you to join me here for just a moment or two. After what happened on February the 5th of this year in Indianapolis, a lot of things are up in the air. I want to make this statement to you publicly, as I've said privately. I think that World Wrestling Federation President Jack Tunney has made the best decision for everybody involved by holding up the World Championship and, of course, putting this tournament together in WrestleMania 4 of all of the top contenders, an elimination tournament to give us the undisputed World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champ. Apparently, you do not agree with his thinking.
I don't agree. I totally disagree. I think this man right here ripped me off. You're intimidated by me, Tunney, just like the rest of the wrestling world is intimidated by me and the money that I have and what I can do with it. Now, I paid this man right here a great amount of money.
How much money did you pay him?
Why don't you ask somebody that could honestly tell you? Ask Hulk Hogan, because he's the man that turned it down. He turned it down and made a fool of himself. This man beat him, and he did the job that I paid him to do. He beat Hogan, and he delivered the belt to me. And then you took the rule book, turned it around, make a nice little package, and ripped me off. That's what you did.
Andre the Giant, how much did Ted DiBiase pay you?
He paid me good. Don't worry about that.
Can we be a little more specific than good?
No.
Well, I'm glad I asked the question. Ted DiBiase, in the first round of the elimination, this man has a draw. He meets Hulk Hogan in the first match of round number two. However, you are not quite so fortunate. You're going to be facing...
Can I say another thing?
You can say anything you want.
Since there's no way can I give the belt away to Mr. DiBiase. So the way I look at, the way I think, I'm the champ with the world champion, so why the president make you do a tournament for?
Hey, wait a minute. In front of an national television audience, you surrendered that belt, pal. You gave it away.
Yes, I did. But since there's no rules for that, it's against the rules. It's what this man said. So I'm still the world champion.
Andre, I can't agree with you on that. That is gone over
thing.
That time and time again. You are not the world champion.
You're saying the
you
same
gave
thing
the belt away.
Said.
You surrendered it.
This man is talking in circles.
He hasn't said a damn thing.
The truth
thing.
Is,
you
the
haven't
truth
given him a
is,
chance.
He won the belt. He had the prerogative. He had the option to do whatever he wanted to with that belt, and he
surrendered
gave it to
it.
Me. That's right. He surrendered it to me.
However, you know that the rules are stated quite clearly. The only way you can become the World Wrestling Federation champion is either by pinning or getting your man to submit for that title. You didn't do
it's
either.
It's history now. It's history now, and we're not going to talk about what's in the past. Let's talk about what's coming up. WrestleMania 4, everybody's saying to me, Ted DiBiase, if you are such a great wrestler, why didn't you just go out and beat Hulk Hogan yourself? Why didn't you challenge the man, take the match? And I said that I would buy the world title simply to prove that it could be done, and I did it. In my mind, I did it.
All right, very good. We've heard your side of the story. Gentlemen, if you'd like to have a seat, Andre. Virgil, what are you up to these days? Certainly no stranger to the members of the press here in the Big Apple. Let's welcome, in his return to New York City, one of the most popular men in all of professional sports, and certainly the most popular ever, in the World Wrestling Federation, former champion Hulk Hogan.
I respect Jack Tunney's decision to hold up the World Wrestling Federation heavyweight title, but in my own mind, I've never been beat, and hopefully all the Hulkamaniacs' mind, I've never been beat. And as far as meeting Andre the Giant in this first round, I'm glad that it's going that way. I don't want Andre to be tired from having to wrestle somebody before me, two or three people. I'm glad things have turned out the way they have, that Andre the Giant and I are going to be head-on-head right out of the chute. Fresh as a daisy, so there won't be any controversy that, well, was it Hulk Hogan's lucky day? No controversy, no nothing. I'm really looking forward to it. And when I get past Andre the Giant, anybody else in my way is going to be steamrolled by Hulkamania.
All right, I thank you very much. You'll have an opportunity a little bit later on for one-on-ones with any of the people here at the head table, but at this point in time, I'd like to open a field up for questioning from anybody out on the floor. Yes, sir, your name and your question.
You were surprised.
I could tell you about what I happened to see. There are two sides to that story, Harry. I happen to see two referees that, to me, looked absolutely identical. The referee that was assigned to that match, and Mr. Tunney, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was Dave Hebner, who is one of the most qualified referees we have in the World Wrestling Federation. Is that correct,
I'll
sir?
I'll tell you what it is.
Wait a minute.
I'll tell you what it is. Hogan is the one that's gone out here, and he said time and time again, DiBiase, I don't have a price. You can't buy me. And goes on and on. I'm listening to him talk here today. I want to get a violin out here and play it. My bleeding heart, all these little kids. Big deal. The fact is, Hogan, you bought the referee. You got an identical referee to come out there and create this controversy.
You know, DiBiase, you can go on and on and on, brother. You're about as boring as the Olympics are right now. I mean, you know, when Hulkamania hits the ring in WrestleMania, brother, I don't care how much money you've got, what type of controversy you contrived with the referees, what Jack Tunney's excuse was for holding up the belt or following through with the decision. But that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing to see whatever the deal was with the two referees out there. But I guarantee you, the violin playing is over, brother.
May I interject something? You know, Hogan...
I was just going to ask about the $80,000 in plastic surgery.
Don't bother. What I want to interject is here. Last year in WrestleMania 3, I managed Andre the Giant. And in the first 60 seconds of that match, Hogan went to slam him. He couldn't hold his weight. Andre covered him. The referee counted. 1, 2, 3. You can go to any video store. You can buy the tape. You can rent the tape. And you can see it. He counted to 3. But he didn't have guts enough to hold up with the decision. He was terrified of Hulkamania, what it stands for. Well, it doesn't stand for anything. Then after we made our little business arrangement, what Hulk Hogan did is he bought that other referee. He got another referee because he knew after that first time in WrestleMania 3, there's no way you can beat this man. This man is unbeatable. There's no way you can beat him. He did the only thing he could do is try to confuse all you humanoids out there and try to turn things around, because only one thing happened. He went into that ring going for a big payday. He knew it was a last shot he had at it, and he was giving it his best shot. But Hogan, it wasn't good enough. If Jack Tunney and everybody knew, and I knew, and you people knew, and everybody knew that DiBiase was going to be awarded the title if Andre had won the belt, the press releases went out. Every bit of news went out that was going to happen in the event that Andre won the belt. Why didn't Jack Tunney then tell him, this can't be done? Why didn't he tell him in the dressing room beforehand, a week beforehand, a month beforehand? No, everybody's protecting Hulk Hogan. Hulk, you better get your little friend in the wheelchair, which is a sad case, but you better get your mom and dad and everybody else. You better get the National Guard, pal, because it's over.
Hey, Heenan, you're not even involved in this situation. WrestleMania 3, I admitted there was a close controversial 3 count. I looked at the film, probably everybody here has who's a great wrestling fan, and they realized my shoulders were not down. But the thing is, the point is, Heenan, WrestleMania 3 is over. We all admit it was a controversial count. You're old news, just like WrestleMania 3 is, and I'm glad of it.
I think he's got a lot of nerve to even bring that up, Hulk Hogan. That is ancient history 1 year ago. Yes, question right here, sir. Good to see you again, by the way. How's the family?
Samuel Perry, Rapper
of the Stars. How the wife and kids doing?
Youth organization. I would like to go on record and state that as far as Hulk Hogan, it is known worldwide that Hulk Hogan has a sincere concern for the youth of America.
Very good.
Regards to Mr. DiBiase, the majority of the fans throughout the United States are still pissed off at the miscount that you did with the young kid bouncing the basketball. Can we get a comment from you and the quiet one, Mr. Virgil, on that miscount? And how can our fans believe that the past championship win by Andre was not a bad count and a fix?
Very good. That was
As far as the kid and the basketball are concerned, let me just say this. My favorite cartoon character is Scrooge McDuck.
Like a nice five-part question. Yes, we had a question over here. Well, hold on.
You know, I can't help it. That was a heck of a question there, brother. What I can't get off my mind is Bobby Heenan. You know, when I think about the intelligence level of the people that are sitting up here, we have to admit one thing. Heenan's got to be the dumbest one out of all of us, because if he hadn't assaulted Andre the Giant, whether it was a setup, referees, plastic surgery, he would have had the world title right now. Look where he's sitting now. He's chasing a dog around.
I'm not chasing no dog around. I'll tell you where I'm sitting right now. I'm sitting on a large sum of money. And had you been smart, you'd have taken that money. You wouldn't have to be here sitting next to a bald-headed guy up there with a 2-pound mic in his hand. You'd have a lot of money. You'd be doing something constructive in life. But no, you're a man with a whole lot of pride. You're not going to take the money. Well, you should have taken the money. We knew you were dumb, but we didn't know you were this dumb.
Guy's talking about all the money he's got, and he stiffs a cab guy on a $2.80 ride. I can't believe it. Another question back here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Virgil if he has any aspirations beyond being Mr. DiBiase's bodyguard. Like Virgil maybe wrestling does. Down the road.
Virgil. Excuse me. Ted DiBiase. Virgil, would you care to address the question? All right, Ted DiBiase.
Virgil is not paid to talk. He's paid to do what I tell him to when I tell him to do it, and that's what he does.
Yes, sir.
Lloyd Carroll, how are you? Mr. DiBiase, did you see the movie Wall Street? And I'm just curious about your reaction, if you have, to the Gordon Gekko character.
I haven't seen the movie. I don't have time for movies.
All right, moving right along. Somebody over here have a question? Yes, sir. Wait till we get a mic to you.
Yeah, Mr. DiBiase, are you as rich as Donald Trump? Could you buy and sell Donald Trump? Is your wealth that large?
Good question.
Let's put it this way. That's for me to know, and anybody that's willing to try and find out to find out. But I'll say this. Donald Trump doesn't have the character or the charisma or the ability that I have in or out of the ring.
All right, Steve and Mark, I remember he said it when you talked to Donald, okay? Any other questions? Out there. Pardon? It's Harry, right?
Hold on.
Nice tie, Harry.
Thank you.
I see they finally settled the Spike Jones estate.
This is the Bobby Heenan. Bobby Heenan is making a comeback, and apparently because of his entering the ring in a wrestler's role again.
What the hell paper do you work for, Harry?
I work
for... The Times?
No, I'm an international columnist, and I cover the world. And,
Harry, loosen that tie. I can't hear you.
And this is the Worldwide Federation of Wrestling, so I cover it. Bobby Heenan is... apparently going to enter the ring again as a wrestler, right?
Hey, Harry's now, on top of things.
Is that because he's losing his all his team, or is he coming back?
No, I said the reason I'm doing that, Harry, is because I want to show the British Bulldogs that we're tired of getting talked about and pushed around. The money was right, the situation was right, and with the Islanders in there, there's nothing I have to worry about.
All right, I thank you, Harry and Bobby. Yes, sir. Question right back here. You stand up. We'll get a mic to you.
What's your name, sir? Hi. Van Wallach with Video Store Magazine here in New York. Question,
yes, sir,
for Andre. You received excellent reviews for your performance in The Princess Bride. Are there any plans for a follow-up in any other movies?
If they come with the right script and the right money, I will do it again.
Apparently, money is a high priority for Andre. We had another question back there, sir.
What's your name, sir?
Blackjack Brown from Power 95. Hogan, what happens if you don't win the title this time? What will you do? What were your plans?
Well, I've been thinking pretty positive, my man. You can't win when you think negative, but I don't want to answer that question right now. I'd have to see what happens if Hulkamania doesn't prevail here.
Hey, Hogan, you know, Jim Baker's folks... His mom and dad are up for unemployment. Maybe you can get in line with them.
One more question. Hogan, what happens if it gets down to the last stalemate, let's say between you and Savage or you and Bam Bam? What will you do then? Will you still go after them?
Well, it's a situation, and
you have to go through me first.
Well, after I... Well, if it gets down to a situation of Bam Bam or Randy Savage, it's... real simple. We're going to find out in the finals that I never was beat for the belt, and whoever's in my way, I mean, I'm going to go out and beat them to get the world heavyweight title back, which never should have been taken away from me in the first place. They're nice guys, but they're going to go down. I'm sorry.
All right. Once again, question and or statement.
I would like to know, is there a possibility that we can possibly, between now and March 27th, have a group of the wrestlers led by Mr. Hogan and Andre and even Mr. DiBiase and Silent Virgil and Mr. Heeman possibly visit a school on behalf of the World Wrestling Federation and talk to the kids about staying in school?
No. No. That's the parents' job, not my job. I don't run a daycare center. Let them wipe their nose and empty their pants. I'm not doing it.
Any further questions from the floor? Yes, sir.
Gene, conspicuous by their absence in WrestleMania 4 are the Hart Foundation members. Any reason for their absence, and can they be late additions?
That is possible. Keep in mind that only just a few, four or five of the matches have been announced for WrestleMania 4, and I can guarantee you there's more to come. Any further questions? This young man right here is going to be our final. Stand up. Well, you are standing. No, just kidding.
If Mr. Heenan wants to wrestle, why doesn't he just become a professional wrestler himself?
I think he's tried that a time or two. Manager.
Why aren't you in school? I didn't come all the way here from Beverly Hills for a 10-year-old to try to stump me. You can't do it, pal.
All right. 75% of the seats have been already sold at Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino for WrestleMania 4 on Sunday afternoon, March the 27th. We've got 160 closed-circuit venues, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, with a million seats to fill. And this year, we have an even bigger, the largest universe in history for pay-per-view of 9.5 million cable homes. That's it in a nutshell. Any one-on-ones, it's all yours. Once again, we thank you, and we'll see you in Atlantic City for WrestleMania 4 on Sunday afternoon, March the 27th. So long.
How about such an important match to open up the WrestleMania tournament for you going against Andre?
Well, I'll tell you, the way things stand now, I'm glad it's going that way, because if I was to have to go through two or three top contenders and then end up with Andre, and I was to fail, which I'm not, everybody would say, well, he's going to use that as an excuse, or Andre would use an excuse. If he loses, I think this is great, that we both start out of the block, we drew the first bye, and we ended up head-on-head together, and I think it's great that we're both going to be fresh, and let's just go ahead and get this thing settled. I mean,
is this a showdown between good and bad? Is this
you can put it that way, my man. There's all kind of levels to lay this thing out on, but as long as you call me the good, I like it.
What about rumors of you doing another movie?
Well, I did one movie about 8 years ago, and they aren't rumors. They're true. The movie's not done yet, but we've been working on it for the last year and a half, and I was trying to fit the thing in around the unbelievable wrestling schedule I've been on, hopefully maybe doing it this summer. But the way things have turned out in the WWF right now, it's kind of up in the air, depending. After March 27th, if everything goes my way and the Hulkamaniac's way and I can fit the movie in around the schedule, I'm going to go for it. But if something happens that in WrestleMania things don't go my way, I'm just going to have to see then. But it is true that we've been doing a lot of work the last year and a half trying to get a project together.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about since losing the titles, has there been a little break in your schedule, giving you time to reflect?
Before I lost the title, like any other sport or promotion, you have to plan way in advance for arenas and getting the word out to the people that you're coming. There's going to be events across the country. I do have a schedule. I do have obligations. The only thing that's really bothered me is the negative type stress level or whatever you can say. This thing is this is my whole life, wrestling and traveling and this whole sports entertainment world. And this is kind of like having a carpet pulled out from under you. It's changed a little bit for me.
Okay. Talk a little about your emotions right after that event. It had to be really, really down.
Yeah, after I sat back and thought about it, it was like somebody pulled the plug on me. I mean, you know, I turned around and I see two referees in the ring, which is fine. I thought there was another referee coming to reverse the decision, another referee to, for whatever reason. But then when I turned around, it was like a once-in-a-lifetime deal. First thing I could think of was, what is it? Exact carbon copies. Then I went off on some tangent, the Michael Jackson $1 million plastic surgery. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime deal. I think it took me. I think it took all the wrestling fans, especially the president of the World Wrestling Federation, who was not prepared at this point mentally, physically, or even with a rule book on the side to handle the situation. I think that this WrestleMania 4 is going to clear up the whole situation. I doubt seriously if something like that will ever happen again. I mean, Did you expect it?
Not at all.
Okay, I didn't either.
From your young fans?
Yeah, brother. Same standard message. Keep training, saying the prayers, and eating the vitamins. I'm going to keep hanging in there, man. You know, hey, I'm the same guy I was before February 5th when they took the belt away from me. I haven't changed a bit, man. As long as you keep the faith, the positive attitude, and I get all the Hulkamaniacs, we'll keep going.
We have a couple more questions.
You beat Andre?
Where have you been the last couple of years, brother?
No, I mean, this time.
Yeah, well, the first time I beat him, of course, he said there was a controversial close encounter at the beginning of the match. Second time, well, there really have been three times in Survivor Series, which was 10 guys in the ring. It was kind of hard to get to each other. Now, this third time on live TV, I feel I had him beat. I had him down. Everybody knows that I wasn't covered for the three count. And, man, I know I can beat you. I mean, come on. I really know how to beat you.
To say you could taste it now would be kind of short on it, wouldn't it? I mean, you really must feel it now. I mean, after all the jobbing they did on you.
Yeah, it's getting real close, man. And, you know, I feel sorry for him. You know, because it's obvious that I can't beat me. Look at everything he's tried to do. Could be. It's not going to work. I think it'll all straighten out in time, hopefully, at WrestleMania 4.
Thank you. Hulk, were you happy with the ruling of Jack Tunney?
No, I wasn't happy. I mean, you know, simply because I was never beat. I mean, it's how can you be happy if I was beat and Andre had me down? You know, I could accept that. For him to take the belt and thump it around with the thing because he didn't know what to do. You know, I'm not happy with the ruling, but hopefully in the end, Hulkamania will work itself out, justice will prevail, all the cliches, and hey, I'm just glad it's happening this fast. If we get WrestleMania 4, there won't be a second Dave Hebner in the ring, and I'm really happy about getting Andre the Giant out of the way.
So you say first. Maybe you have a new fire within what happened on February.
I look kind of mellow right now, but inside I'm boiling. I mean, you know, it's an ego thing along with a personal thing. And I can't put business aside. It's a business thing for me, too, to become the World's Heavyweight Champion. It's hard everywhere I go. When the kids sit there and say, hey, you weren't beat, you're still the champ. And they ask me questions about the referee. It's hard to answer the same questions over and over and over. I'd like to answer it with one right between the eyes and let's settle it, man. I mean, you know, it's not that far off. We'll make it.
Any one final question?
I kiss because I amuse myself by humiliating people and getting them to admit that they do have a price, and it gets under everybody's skin. I guess it's because I do it in a way that abuses me, but it doesn't abuse anybody else. So I don't know. I can't talk to the public.
Do you feel robbed on the Tunney decision?
Oh, definitely robbed. You know, first he says that you can't deny the fact that Andre won the match, regardless of which referee was in the ring. Andre's hand was raised. He can't reverse that decision.
I'm looking for Jimmy. I'm looking for Jimmy and Tim.
He does have
Tim is right there.
Tim.
Just like Bobby Heenan brought up, why then did he not say to me before the event, look, you can't have the title, you cannot buy the title because you have to pin the man or the man has to submit to you. That was never said, it was never brought up to me until after the fact. To me, the man is talking in circles. They didn't think that I could do it. They didn't want to see it happen, and when it happened, they all panicked. Push the panic button. Intimidate everybody.
Excuse me?
But you came here.
Yeah, no, I'm still traveling all over the world. I'm still going next month. After WrestleMania, we're going to Italy and France and Germany.
Right?
And we're in Japan and everywhere.
The same people come to watch them all over the world? The same kind of people?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, so let's break this baby down. So we have, like I had said, there's other things other than the tournament. It's not just the tournament that happens at this thing. Case in point is we have a battle royal that's won by Bad News Brown. I don't know if you guys remember him, but Bad News Brown, a classic character, a really good character, actually. And he wins this thing with by eliminating Bret Hart at the end. And Bret Hart just like destroys the trophy and really Bad News Brown at the end of this thing. Like he's upset.
that he did not win this thing. And it's interesting to me that it happened the way that it happened. And Bret Hart, this is kind of the beginning of the Hart Foundation becoming faces, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of hard to, you know, imagine it not being, them not being good guys, like being a child of the 80s. Like, I know, I understand that, you know, the Harts first were very much bad guys. And, you know, in watching this, it is interesting to see that they are bad guys. They're jerks. And this, honestly, is a jerk move by Bret Hart, if we're really breaking it down. But to each their own, and here we are. Bret Hart ruins the trophy of Bad News Brown. I like the Battle Royal. And so now we have, we get into this, the tournament, which Jesse the Body at the beginning of WrestleMania 4, you know, he's like, it's the tournament, Monsoon. It's all about the tournament. Which he's not wrong, because they don't have a heavyweight champion. But, so Ted DiBiase beats Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the opening match. This venue, by the way, looks crazy to me. It's all gold. They gotta like walk down these big gold steps. It's a Trump venue. And it is crazy. So Ted DiBiase, he wins the first round over Hacksaw in a 5-minute, 2-minute match. I don't remember a whole lot about it. I do remember, though, Don Morocco with superstar Billy Graham defeating Dino Bravo. So now Dino Bravo is officially like starting to wrestle. If you remember in WrestleMania 3, he was a valet. Now he's in the mat, or in this tournament, although he does lose to Don Morocco, who has superstar Billy Graham with him in 4:53. Gray, this may have been the best match of the first round. Greg Valentine with Jimmy Hart defeating Ricky Steamboat. Ricky Steamboat comes out with his son. It's like this whole pomp and circumstance of Ricky Steamboat with his newborn kid. They've wrestled twice as long as everybody else in the first round, except for a match we'll get to in a minute. But this was a good match. And it ends with Greg Valentine being shady and doing some shady stuff. But it ends with Valentine winning, which I thought was interesting. We go down next, another 5-minute match. We got Macho Man defeating Butch Reed, of course, with Elizabeth, and then Butch Reed had Slick. Slick was not slick enough. He wins. This match with Randy Savage was interesting to me because of the fact that Macho Man and Elizabeth change clothes every match in this tournament. She changes her dress and he changes his trunks, which is not a bad thing. It's probably actually more of a sanitary thing, but it was interesting to watch throughout the thing. Not a bad match. I mean, the two of them are both, you know, talented, obviously. They get the job done. One Man Gang defeats Bam 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 Bigelow via countout, 2 minutes and 56 seconds. The only thing I remember about this match was Bam Bam's manager, Oliver Humperdinck. That guy was wild looking. He looks like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia character. His eyes. Like, he looks crazy. But Bam Bam did not win. Jake Roberts and Rick Rude. This is the best match of the first round. It goes to a 15-minute draw. which really was the best move, because at this point in time, they are both like in this phase of being like good. Like if you watch them at WrestleManias, and like you can imagine where they are career-wise. For either one of them to really take a loss while against each other, it wouldn't be a huge thing, but to see either one of them truly lose at WrestleMania would kind of be like a crappy situation. Like a truly crappy situation. And with that, you get this 15-minute match, which really was pretty damn close to the best match of the day, in my honest opinion. Jake Roberts, this is the best I've really seen him up until, you know, all the WrestleManias that I have watched up until this point. And Rick Rude is just so good no matter who he's in the ring with. Yeah, it was a really good match. Kind of random singles match. We're kind of getting used to the Ultimate Warrior at this point. And this is his first WrestleMania appearance. He defeats Hercules in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. It was kind of a back and forth match for a minute, but ultimately Ultimate Warrior tears up Herc. And this is the WrestleMania debut of this guy, which was go on and we will see some classic Ultimate Warrior matches, that is for sure. No matter how you may think about this dude personally, he has some iconic WrestleMania matches, as does the next guy, the Hulkster, against Andre the Giant. This leads to a double disqualification. They're beating the shit out of each other. Gets crazy on the outside of the ring. I want to say Hulk hits Andre with a chair. Andre hits Hulk with a chair. It's mayhem. They hate each other. And it ends in a double disqualification for these two. And that leads to DiBiase getting a bye into the third round. So Andre does his job, ultimately, and makes sure Ted DiBiase advances. So then we go into the quarterfinals, which this is actually wrong because DiBiase wouldn't wrestle yet, so hold on. So then we got Randy Savage versus Greg Valentine, 6-minute match. This one was better than Randy Savage's match against Butch Reed. Don't know if I would call it better than the Ricky Steamboat match for Valentine, but it serves the purpose of, you know, they beat up Macho Man. So Macho Man's taking a beating, and gets the win ultimately. But now it's kind of like, can Savage keep rolling? Can Savage keep winning? We will see. Cool match. You have also the fact that DiBiase is going to wrestle here in a little bit in the next round. But we have Brutus the Barber Beefcake this thing is set up so weird now that I'm looking at it. So DiBiase actually in the second round. So the quarterfinals is where Hogan beats Andre, or they go to a double DQ. That's where DiBiase gets his bye. He gets his bye in the semifinals. I see. Hogan and Andre both got a bye in the first round. Got it. That's what I'm remembering wrong. So DiBiase goes against Morocco in the second round. He beats him in 5 minutes and 35 seconds. Macho Man beats Valentine. And then the One Man Gang, who is huge. You may know him as One Man Gang, or you may know him as Akeem the African Dream.
which is a wild gimmick. We'll get there eventually. But he gets a bye after beating Bam Bam Bigelow because of the Jake Roberts, Rick Rude time limit drop. Okay, that's what we're looking at now. So that's the end of the quarterfinals. DiBiase is getting a semifinal bye, going straight to the final match. Randy Savage will have to meet the one-man gang in the semifinals. Before we get there, like I mentioned, Brutus now, the Barber Beefcake, has created a new gimmick for himself. He's no longer part of the Jimmy Hart clan or the Johnny Valiant clan. He is Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and he is doing his thing, and he is doing it pretty well. And he ends up beating Honky Tonk Man by disqualification. So Honky Tonk Man gets to keep his belt, but Brutus gets the win. They did not obviously want to take the belt off of Honky Tonk Man at this point, which allows them to get Brutus over, but at the same time takes the belt away from him. The Islanders, Haku and Bobby Heenan, they defeat, or the Islanders, I should say, with Bobby Heenan, Haku and Tama, defeat the British Bulldogs and Coco Beware in a six-man tag match. This whole thing obviously leads. Bobby Heenan comes out in like an outfit that they wear when they're training police dogs because he's afraid of Matilda. So the whole thing is like, when is Bobby Heenan going to get in the match? They end up stealing a victory, but Matilda still goes after Bobby. Bobby like runs out of the ring. It was a total like the bad guys get the win, but the good guys win the war type moment. And it was entertaining enough. Randy Savage defeats the One Man Gang by disqualification. After the fact, One Man Gang is beating the shit out of Randy Savage. How is he going to come back? How is he going to do it? Demolition, Axe and Smash defeat Strikeforce for the tag team titles. Strikeforce is the tag team champions at the time. They lose a solid match to Demolition. Demolition is the heel in this. But again, we're going to talk like long-term storytelling. This is setting stuff up for WrestleMania 5. The fact that it's in the same location and everything else, you know, it's all part of like this big WrestleMania 4 or 5 story that works really well. Vanna White was there this year. You know, there's constant things with her. Bob Uecker is there for 4 and 5. So he comes back the next year. Robin Leach is there to present the winner of this tournament the heavyweight championship. And, you know, Savage and DiBiase, they have a pretty good match. And then it ends, though, with Andre the Giant getting involved, as does Hulk Hogan. And Hogan ends up hitting Macho Man with a chair when the referee is out of the picture. And that ends with Savage winning the heavyweight championship. He pins the Million Dollar Man, gets the belt. Hogan gives him the belt. You know, he awards him the belt. And so we go off the air with Hogan, Savage, and Elizabeth all celebrating the Macho Man. But that would lead us to this year-long story. And eventually,
the Mega Power explodes here at WrestleMania 5.
the mega powers would explode. So for a full year, Randy Savage is the heavyweight champion. And there's like this building tension between Hogan and Savage. And Savage is jealous of Hogan. And, you know, he kind of thinks Hulk is making a move on Elizabeth. I really, you know, it's really the culmination of this thing. Where Savage goes full heel on Hulk. And the mega powers explode. And end, it all has to end, of course, at WrestleMania. And to see, like, the clips, because we're back at Trump Plaza, everything is exactly, you know, the same. You got Jesse the Body, Gorilla Monsoon, Bob Uecker is there again. The chemistry between the three is actually pretty good. But this whole overarching story of the mega powers exploding was something that we're talking long-term storytelling, man. We're talking the cool shit that we're getting with WrestleMania 39 and 40 with Cody finishing the story, knock on wood, that he actually does. But it is like pretty interesting to see that this WrestleMania to WrestleMania thing is not necessarily something new. This is something that's been going on since WrestleMania 4 and 5 that they're planning. Whether or not this was an original plan to have it go a full year like this, I don't know. But it is wild to see. As is the kind of progression of some of the other guys on the card. But before we get to that, let's get to the WrestleMania 5 press conference now, where they're talking about just how much the mega powers are going to explode.
We have already ordered WrestleMania 5 pay-per-view telecast that will come your way in less than 30 minutes, and if you have done so, then you have no concern. Just sit back and relax and enjoy WrestleMania 5. But for those of you out there that have not yet done so, you still have a few moments now to call your local cable systems and order WrestleMania 5. Live at this moment, thousands upon thousands of fans making their way into the Trump Plaza Convention Center to enjoy WrestleMania 5. It's a big day for the World Wrestling Federation and certainly a big day for two men. The World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, the Macho Man Randy Savage. He's putting it all on the line as the mega powers explode, going up against his former partner and former friend, the Hulkster Hulk Hogan. Understandably so, this being the biggest moment of each man's career, they would not grant an interview at this time. However, we're going to show you now, as you can see, the time is running down for WrestleMania 5. We're going to show you many of the highlights leading up to this big event here at Trump Plaza. As you know, Run-DMC will be conducting its special WrestleMania wrap here today from Trump Plaza. But we have another very special feature for you. We will have the World Wrestling Federation Ladies Champion, Rockin' Robin, as she'll be singing America the Beautiful to open up the proceedings. Plus, a very special Piper Spit, the Rowdy One, Rowdy Roddy Piper, his special guest, Morton Downey Jr., and Brother Love. Here's the WrestleMania card, only moments away. The Brainbusters will take on Strikeforce. Rugged Ronnie Garvin against Dino Bravo. The Honky Tonk Man, Greg the Hammer Valentine, to take on the Hart Foundation. Mr. Perfect to take on the Blue Blazer. The Bushwhackers against the Fabulous Rougeaus. King Haku against the Mighty Hercules. It's the Rockers against the Twin Towers. Bad News Brown against Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Bobby the Brain Heenan in the ring against the Red Rooster. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, against Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Tag team event for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship for the first time ever, 3-on-2. The Powers of Pain and Mr. Fuji in the ring against the champions, Demolition. For the Intercontinental Championship, Ravishing Rick Rude against the champion, the Ultimate Warrior. And with Big John Studd, the special referee, Jake the Snake Roberts will take on Andre the Giant.
Bobby Heenan's going to be in trouble here. Heenan now on one leg. Hurry up, Andre. Andre coming in. The match officially over, and Andre's
500 pounds. He's 7 feet and 4 inches tall. Look, headbutt, crushing headbutt.
And snakes out on the floor where he belongs, looking like a snake.
Andre the Giant and Bobby Heenan concerned as to the physical well-being of Ravishing Rick Rude. Rude suffering the DDT, and anytime any man goes down as a result of a DDT,
you can look for serious neck injury. He could be knocked unconscious.
Wait a minute. Jake back up on his feet. He's coming back into the ring. And look what he had.
Oh, this ought to be
good. Heenan stepped to the outside.
You think Damian's ready for a giant?
I don't know. Look at this. What's going on here? Andre is not moving in. Andre normally would be attacked. Is he backing off? Well, wait a minute. Andre the Giant with his hand outstretched. I'm not too sure. He may not want to have anything at all to do with Jake and Damian. Andre looking down at Bobby. He doesn't like that at all, I think he said. Andre yelling for Bobby. Yelling for Heenan. I've never seen this before. Oh, wait a minute. You know, Jesse, I think he's afraid. Yes, he's terrified. I didn't think the Giant was afraid of anything. Andre the Giant looks like he's terrified of that snake. Look at this.
I wouldn't have believed it, McMahon.
Andre backing off. Jake the Snake taunting Andre the Giant with that python, Damian. Moving, oh no, oh no. It's all around the Giant. Look at this. Damian the Snake clutching, it's choking Andre the Giant. Andre going down.
You know, this is horrible, McMahon. I've said it before. There's no place for stuff like this in the world of wrestling.
Andre the Giant down on the canvas, and Jake putting Damian all over him. Andre clutching his chest. Andre is just terrified. He's terrified of the snake. Jake back over and putting Damian. Oh, no, look at this. Down in the crotch area.
I can't believe how sadistic Jake is. It's obvious
Andre's
now.
Andre's out. Jesse, Andre is unconscious. He's been scared to death, or he's scared unconscious. Look at this. He is unconscious. Jake the Snake Roberts with Damian in hand, and he and Damian have really done a job on Andre the Giant. Andre came down and interfered, and there, standing triumphant, strangling the Giant, is Jake the Snake Roberts.
Now, several weeks ago, brothers and sisters,
I think that Giant gets bigger every time I see it.
And this man in the world, Andre the Giant, fears no man, let alone no snake. And you know, Brother Brady, to prove it, why? Do you know that right back here, this man right here is a gigantic 15-foot snake?
You see the way the Giant just moved?
To prove to everybody that the Giant is... No, there's nothing to prove to anybody. You can take my word for it. This man, the eighth wonder of the world, show everybody that he's not. Obvious, these people don't need to know how he or myself feels about whatever you brought in that bag. It's not necessary. But we will prove it to everyone. We'll bring it up.
There's some type of problem here, I think.
Yeah, I know the problem.
Are you saying, ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed a miracle! A miracle! Brother Jack fears no man! He fears no
you're telling me he was hypnotized, he was cured.
It was a miracle, yes.
Yeah, it's a miracle, all right, brother, love. I'll tell you something, my man, you should be careful, because you're hanging with a lot of snakes. Serpents, you live with serpents all your life, if the truth was to be known.
Well, I do not associate with serpents.
You don't associate with serpents, brother. I've seen the crowd that you're with. That's slimy. That's filthy. I am not slimy. He is not slimy.
What?
Here's the whole thing. I'll just lay it out straight to you. When you hang with serpents, when you play with serpents, you've got to be very, very careful, because what happens is...
This Sunday, my man, in Atlantic City, that all the talk has got to stop. Because when you put two men in the ring, brother, and you ring the bell and you tell them, hey, this is going around the world, closed circuit, everybody's getting a chance to see this. Do you think either one of us wants to come out a loser? No. No, sir, I don't think so. But this match has been hard coming, hasn't it? I mean, after all, we have to employ John Studd, the referee, to be the authority in the ring. That way, I won't supposedly get to my snake, and Bobby the Brain Heenan will stay in his place. Well, that's fine. Andre the Giant, you have been a legend in this business. A legend for years. Well, my man, the only way to become a legend in this business is to take out a legend. And this Sunday, the DDT will do just that.
Well, I hope you're ready, Mr. Roberts, because I've had it up to here with snakes. I've had it up to here with you, John Studd. There's only one way to end it all. That's turn this man loose.
And I'm loose, because Jake... I've been wrestling for quite a while, and I never lost a match. And this Sunday, believe me, when I go get out of the ring, I will be a winner again. I don't know the way I have to do it, but I will do it one way or another.
Stop, I'll be don't a get winner. In the way.
This Sunday afternoon, Andre the Giant, you better be watching out. And Jake the Snake, you better be watching out, because 6'10", 380 pounds, Big John Studd will be watching both of you in WrestleMania 5.
Well, I'm sure Big John Studd will be watching both men very closely. But right now, we're going to take a look at some highlights leading up to today's big Intercontinental Championship match between the Ultimate Warrior and Ravishing Rick Rude. We'll also hear from both men, but right now, let's take a look at the highlights.
Oh, look at that. Boy, is this guy put together. It's kind of obvious to me, Jess.
It's the muscular montage.
Look, he almost fell over trying to do that twisting back pose. There's his favorite move right there. Look out! Oh, Ravishing! With that steel bar, just nailed him. There's your winner right there, Monsoon. Look, if this is crazy, let's get somebody in there. Warrior just about out. Look at that most muscular on Rude right there. Look at that definition. He's choking him out. There's your winner right there, Gorilla. That was disgusting. He took the decision right out of these idiots' hands and made it himself. Good for him. What a despicable display by Ravishing. Who knows how serious this guy's hurt? He got clobbered right in the back of the head by that steel workout bar, and he's still down. Get some medical people down there. Oh, wait a minute. He's shaking his head now, Jess. Boy, did he get clobbered. Oh, look at him. He's gone crazy. Look at that. This guy should be suspended. He's attacking everything in sight. I'm not sure he really knows what happened to him. Just clean house here. And now he's looking for Ravishing Rick.
And WrestleMania 5, Ravishing, when the silence turns to thunder and the game plan that you have turns into frustration and madness, only then will you begin to realize the creature that you're dealing with. Only then will you realize that the ground that you broke at the Royal Rumble is turning into a deeper and deeper hole. Only then will you realize that I don't live for the normal things that you do. And I only live and I will die for the Warriors. You, Ravishing, are digging the hole only deeper and deeper at WrestleMania 5. Me and the Warriors guarantee that you will only hit rock bottom.
The clock is winding down to WrestleMania 5. Ultimate Warrior, strength, brutality, Ravishing Rick Rude, style and finesse. I know what you're all about, Ultimate Warrior, and I know where you're coming from. I see the fire in your eyes. But you see, there is no fear in my eyes. Your strength will be your weakness, Ultimate Warrior. I have a plan. You have no game plan. WrestleMania 5 will be the day I will take your title. And I will prove to the world that Ravishing Rick Rude is much, much more than the ultimate Intercontinental Champion.
Ravishing Rick Rude certainly does have his chance to become the ultimate Intercontinental Champion. He has that opportunity here today. Once again, fans, a reminder to you, if you have ordered WrestleMania 5, you have nothing to worry about. Sit back and relax. But if you have not done so, you still have your opportunity right now to call your local cable systems and order WrestleMania 5, only moments away now. Also only moments away, the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship on the line for the first time ever here today. 3-on-2, Powers of Pain and Mr. Fuji in the ring against Demolition. Let's take a look at the highlights leading up to this big encounter.
Nice clothesline. Nice smashes. Axe calls him. Put him away. Oh, oh. That.
Did you see that, Gorilla? Fuji was hanging.
No cakewalk, because we're the ones that are fired up. We're the ones that want you in the ring. And when we get you in the ring, we don't talk. We knock teeth in!
Well, Fuji Stooge, you bring the two Stooges with you. Here's the bait. You signed the contract. Your ego's so big, you talk to the Powers of Pain. You told the Warlord and the Barbarian, all you have to do is get in the ring, and I'll take care of business. Well, Fuji, you're in the ring, and we're gonna take care of business. Right here at Trump Plaza, Fuji the Stooge, this is gonna be your downfall. The Powers of Pain are out.
Demolition, it's countdown time now. Come near and close to the 0 hour. And let me tell you, 2 against 3 for the World Tag Team Championship. First time in professional wrestling. And the master will be in it. Let me, you Access Match, I will show you what pain is. I'll make you suffer.
Access Match, Master Fuji had a promise to us. We will be a champion. And if he wants us to destroy you, we will destroy you guys in one day.
Demolition, when Master Fuji wants us to cripple you, we're gonna cripple you. And when he wants us to take the belt, we're gonna take the belts from you and give them to the master.
Thank you very much. And you, Demolition, you will suffer in WrestleMania.
A threat from the powers of pain that Demolition will suffer during WrestleMania 5. Once again, fans, we're only moments away. Another big match here today at the Trump Plaza will be the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, the owner of the Million Dollar Belt, against Brutus the Barber Beefcake. What a great encounter that's going to be.
You know, Ted DiBiase, in WrestleMania 5, I'm going out there. I'm not going out there for myself. I'm going out there for all the innocent victims, for all the people you picked on, for all the people you've taken advantage of. I may not be able to break your bank account, but I'll tell you something. I can sure break your back, Ted DiBiase. Just look at the beef. He's ready for action.
WrestleMania 5, Beefcake, the time has arrived, and there'll be nothing in Atlantic City shining more brightly than the Million Dollar Man and the Million Dollar Belt. You're coming to give the Million Dollar Man a haircut. There'll be no haircuts given at WrestleMania 5, but some things will be cut off. Just like Black Monday, when the stock market crashed and everybody was cut off at the bank, you, Beefcake, will be cut off for good. I guarantee you that.
The Red Rooster, at one time a protege of Bobby the Brain Heenan, but today, right here at WrestleMania 5, Bobby the Brain will don the tight, step into the ring for a one-on-one confrontation against the Red Rooster. Let's take a look at the highlights leading up to today's big event.
Nobody's gonna make a fool out of me.
I don't need you anymore.
What do you mean you don't need me? What do you mean you don't need me? Maybe you need that.
You want some of me?
No, come on. Come on.
You want to shake hands? You want to shake hands? You want to be my manager? Yeah!
Forget it.
Not very often. He apologizes.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Forget
it.
Okay?
Oh, what? Why are you doing that?
Doing nothing.
Why would you do that? Come on, Lombardi. Get him. Get him. Choke him. Choke him. Hey.
With you, McMahon. Bobby definitely hasn't struck out. Bobby will have his day with this character.
I'll get in that ring. I'll get in that ring. You want me in this ring? I'll get in that ring. Oh, you're dumber than I thought you were. Hope my brawler's ready.
Demon is so brilliant. You said strike three, McMahon. I go on the record saying Bobby's gotten 3 hits tonight. He's batting 1,000.
I can see what you mean, but I don't think it'll be this way at WrestleMania 5 when Heenan goes 1-on-1 with the Red Rooster.
Hey, if they have their way right now, Rooster may be in no condition to take on Heenan.
Wait a minute. Back in the ring, it's the Red Rooster and Bobby Heenan. And look at Heenan run like a weasel he is.
I don't like geese. I don't like ducks. I don't like chickens. And I don't like roosters. So the only way to avoid having anything to do with ducks, geese, and chickens are to stay away from them. But if a rooster bothers you, there's only one thing you do. You take both hands and grab the neck and rip. That's you, Red Rooster.
Yes, the Rooster is excited about this Sunday, WrestleMania 5, the biggest wrestling event in the world. And Weasel, you must be stupid to sign a match against a Mad Rooster. I can't wait to get my claws into that weasel hide of yours. I am going to take all this frustration out, and if that brawler comes in, I'll take care of him too. I'll see you Sunday, stupid.
Okay, fans, so we're set now. WrestleMania 5, as you can see right now, we are virtually moments away from the big event. All the superstars of the World Wrestling Federation, all the celebrities gathering here today. Rockin' Robin, the World Wrestling Federation Women's Champion, singing America the Beautiful. Run DMC with the WrestleMania rap and the return of the Rowdy One. Rowdy Roddy Piper right here today with a very special Piper spit. His guest, Brother Love, and this man right here, Morton Downey Jr.
Roddy Rowdy's here, huh? Brother Love's here, huh? Ain't gonna be gone very soon. You and I gonna get rid of them.
We are now just a little bit more than 5 minutes away from the big event. If you've already ordered WrestleMania 5, the Mega Powers Explode, then relax. Get your refreshments and get ready for the big event. If you've not done so, this is your very last moment. It's WrestleMania 5, the Mega Powers Explode. I've got to go to the convention center here at Trump Plaza. I'm Tony Schiavone. We'll see you in 5 minutes inside of the convention center right here at Trump Plaza for WrestleMania 5.
So there you go, man. I hope you enjoyed that WrestleMania 5 press conference. Again, I'm going to try to do as much of that as I can, whether it be the WrestleMania 4 and 5 press conference on this episode. When we get to the mid-90s, I may even do Slammy Awards specials where we post the audio of that. For shits and grins, you know what I'm saying? Those 2 years that I found, I actually found the first Slammies, but we're not going to back up and redo that. We're keep moving forward to get through as many of these as we can, you know what I'm saying? But when we get to the mid-90s, I will definitely do that. So we have the Mega Powers exploding again. Savage is now this true heel, crazy ass macho man. It's, you know, just jealous dude over Elizabeth. And it is a pretty crazy time. But, you know, here we are. We open up with Hercules now as a good guy, and King Harley Race is no longer. Now we're dealing with King Haku. King Haku comes out, and he's with Bobby Heenan. So no more Islanders for Haku. He has transitioned to King Haku, but King Haku cannot defeat Hercules. They go almost 7 minutes. There's a solid enough match. Haku and Hercules are always good partners. Their matches are always entertaining. So there's that. Mentioned the One Man King's transition. He transitions into Akeem the African Dream before our WrestleMania 5, from the Gang to Akeem. If you go back, you can find that announcement video, which is pretty interesting to watch, to say the least. He is now the one half of the Twin Towers of a heel Big Boss Man. They actually defeat Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, the Rockers, in an 8-minute tag match, which really showcases the Rockers, but in the end, the bad guys win. It was a solid match. Brutus the Barber Beefcake versus the Million Dollar Man with Virgil ends in a double countout. So Brutus the Barber Beefcake is really establishing himself as this dude who is not getting pinned, but he's not winning either. You know, he beat the Honky Tonk Man by countout or disqualification the previous year. Now it's a double countout, 10-minute match. It was a good match. These matches are good. All the way down the line, really. Bushwhackers defeat the Fabulous Rougeaus. This is one of the longer Bushwhacker matches you'll ever watch. It was 9 minutes. They are not portrayed as pure goofballs in this match. They're the most serious I think I've ever seen them. And with that, they're still goofballs. But like, by the time we get to the mid-90s, they are goofy. And here, not so much, man. Not so much. Then we get to the debut of Owen Hart at WrestleMania. And he comes in, of course, as the Blue Blazer. He loses to Mr. Perfect in a 5-minute match. More than anything, it was cool to see, you know, the Blazer do his thing at that point and know, you know, what we are going to see. We got, the match was kind of whatever, like it wasn't airing great as far as when you think of those two athletes, it should have been better than what it was. It may have been a time constraint thing. You know, I don't really know. But it was only a 5-minute match. Perfect wins. It's whatever. So Axe and Smash are defending the tag team titles against the Powers of Pain, Warlord and Barbarian, and Mr. Fuji in a 3-versus-2. So now Demolition, who were the heels going into last year, now face is going into this year. They win. They beat Fuji. Warlords to retain their title. It was an entertaining match. Of course, you have the aspect of when are they going to get to beat up Mr. Fuji? But at the end of the day, here we are. Dino Bravo defeating Ronnie Garvin in 3 minutes. This is easily the most forgettable aspect of this thing. I don't really remember any of it, to be honest with you. Dino Bravo is a good wrestler. Ronnie Garvin is, it's whatever. Like, this match being 3 minutes, I don't want to shit on anybody, but it was like 3 minutes too long, honestly. The Brainbusters, Arn Anderson and Tony Blanchard. This is one of the few times that we will see them. And this right here is a continuation of the Strikeforce story where they're on a miscue. Tito hits Martel with a flying forearm and Martel never gets back into the ring. He never attempts to get back into the ring. So Martel So Tito hits Martel with the flying forearm. Martel's pissed. He ends up, you know, hanging out on the apron, hanging out by the ring. He's kind of acting woozy, I guess, for lack of a better term. And, you know, it's one of those things where Martel is like, screw that guy. He hit me. Like, we haven't been right since we lost the titles. We're still not right. Like, he's being an idiot. Screw Tito Santana. Yada, yada, yada. So the Brainbusters end up beating the shit out of Santana and going to, you know, they beat up Santana. They get the win. 9 minutes. Strikeforce is no more. And we will see what becomes of both Tito and Rick Martel by the next WrestleMania. Then we go to Jake Roberts versus Andre the Giant with Big John Studd as the referee, which, if you remember, Big John Studd does not like Andre the Giant. This kind of stems all the way back to WrestleMania 1 when Andre did that $15,000 body slam challenge. So they have history, to say the least. Now, the tables are turned, though. Andre is with Bobby Heenan, and Big John Studd is a good guy. And with that, Jake really does a great job with Andre in this match. And he defeats Andre by disqualification. Big John Studd gets involved. It really ends up Jake wins because Andre puts hands on Studd, I believe. And, you know, there we are. But it was a good match. And Jake Roberts is really proving how good he truly was in his heyday. Tag match, we got the Hart Foundation as good guys. They defeat Rhythm and Blues, Greg Valentine and Honky Tonk Man. It's the first time we're seeing Rhythm and Blues be Rhythm and Blues, Honky Tonk with Valentine. The number two match of the night, IC title match, Ultimate Warrior defending against Rick Rude. this is kind of the kickstarter of their huge rivalry that they would have between the two of them, Warrior and Rude. They would have some great matches. I still remember, like I said, we're going to do this for SummerSlam later on this summer. I hope we get to that Warrior-Rude cage match, because Warrior and Rude really do have a great rivalry that does not get enough shine in it. Like, they are really good when they play off of each other. And this, you know, with some shenanigans, Rude actually beats the Ultimate Warrior to become the Intercontinental Champion. Bad News Brown and Jim Duggan is kind of your recovery match from that. That ends in a double disqualification. And then Red Rooster beats Bobby Heenan in 31 seconds as your warm-up to the main event. And really, this match is the best main event up until this point of WrestleMania history. The Mega Powers exploding. Hulk Hogan versus Macho Man Randy Savage, with Elizabeth refusing to stand in any corner the whole time. She's kind of in the middle of the apron. And, you know, there's situations where, you know, Hulk is looking to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is trying to not really cheer for Hulk. But Savage is just so incensed and jealous. He's like, get over there in the corner and get out of the way. I mean, they beat each other up for a while in this match. This match is almost 18 minutes long. It's the longest main event in WrestleMania history at this point. And it shows. Savage drops the elbow on Hulk. Hulk gets up, Hulk's up. Ends up beating Savage with the leg drop to become the new champion. Donald Trump is in the front row clapping. Like, it's a whole thing. And that puts the bow on the two Trump Plaza WrestleMania episodes. So you saw the antithesis of the story of the Mega Powers. From WrestleMania 4, with Hogan giving Savage the belt, and the three of them hugging and shaking hands and celebrating together. And again, if you watch WrestleMania 5, you see the highlights of the rise and fall, essentially, of the Mega Powers. And WrestleMania 5 ends with Hogan taking the belt that he handed Savage a year prior in the same building. It really was good storytelling watching these two, you know, pretty closely, like back to back. I thought that they did a good job relaying the story. Again, I'm not watching like Saturday Night Main Event and Superstars and Wrestle Clash or all the other shows that that WWE would put this on, most prominently at the time, Saturday Night's Main Event. But it really was good shit, man. It was good storytelling overall. This WrestleMania right now, through the 5, I haven't liked WrestleMania 5, 3, 4, 1, 2. And when we get close, when we start adding more into here, you'll see that there's a pretty heavy gap kind of in between WrestleMania 5 and WrestleMania 4. But the gap in between WrestleMania 3 is not as substantial. And I think that kind of is the fact. WrestleMania 4, when you go back and watch it, it doesn't move as fast as like the 16-man Survivor Series tournament. If you remember that, when the, you know, it ends with The Rock turning heel and winning that tournament. But man, WrestleMania 5, every match was really good. The amount of talent that was on the roster at that time was great. The Rude Warrior match. You know, the year prior, Rick Rude and Jake the Snake. Now, you go advance those two a year, and Jake with Andre was fun. But Rude and Warrior for that IC title was really, really good, man. It's the best match of the night by far until the main event. It's that double, it's that we're going to make you sad right now, ultimately, so you can go home happy when Hulk wins the title, is what it really boils down to. So anyway, Hogan wins. Everyone, like I said, is happy and stoked. And we move forward to what is an epic WrestleMania main event. Champion versus champion at WrestleMania 6. And we'll get to that on the next episode. That is our next standalone WrestleMania episode. Because that was a main event that, man, my earliest core childhood memories of wrestling is this WrestleMania coming up, WrestleMania 6. So I'm excited to talk about it. We'll be back next week on our own road to WrestleMania. By that time, we're going to be in March, which is wild. So WrestleMania 40 is a little over a month away. I'm excited, man. Cannot wait. Thank you for listening, man. Thank you for driving down this road to WrestleMania with me. And I hope that this podcast unlocked some of your favorite WrestleMania memories of the early years with WrestleMania 4 and 5. Stay tuned for more. Take care, everybody.
May the stars light your way throughout all your journeys. May the stars light your way throughout all your days. May you see all the world, systems, stars, and planets. May the stars light your way and see you safely home. Did you like that?